Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
A Bruins power play that leaked in the overtime period. Samuelson goes to the bench and feeds it ahead. Rasmus Dahlin is going to lose it inside the Boston line. Bruins with a chance and a 3-on-1 back the other way. Shot scores. They certainly fought for the point, but the overtime woes continue for Buffalo in three straight games.
Yep, that's how I feel, Dan. You get the point, but the woes of OT continue. Nevertheless, the game winner right there for the Bruins, 2:07 in. They convert on the 3-on-1. The goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Kuznut did off his first of the season at 2:07, getting it done in the OT on a 3-on-1. Buffalo caught back in their own end. Looked like one of the players had tripped, one of the Sabres had tripped, and they got caught the other way. And, you know, Alex Lyon has been playing very good this season. This was an off game for him for sure. If you just took this game as a whole, here's the positive spin. Well, they were down 3-1 late. They figured out a way to get a point. Okay. They even had a chance to win regulation with a power play after Boston challenged the goal, and it was unsuccessful. Here's the negative. It's the Bruins. They're not that good, and you've lost both games to them so far. And I also think an OT loss feels worse at this particular moment because you've piled it with two previous OT losses beforehand. This one on, you know, if you just, again, if you look at them individually, if I said, hey, Buffalo's down two with 13 minutes to go, you found a way to get a point, you should feel good about it. The other two were the ones where they had leads in the third period and let them up. So those are the ones that still feel more painful. This one maybe feels also in that realm because now it's three in a row that they've lost in overtime. So, you know, compiled together what you've seen from the team late. Nevertheless, you know, Buffalo, again, had a chance to win it. Power play after Tuck scores. They challenged Doan's interference and contact with Joki Haru into the net area with Korpisalo. And the Sabres win that challenge. Well, I'm sorry, Boston loses that challenge. So the Sabres pick up a power play out of it. That could have really been a nice nail in the coffin there had you been able to get that in and score. But the special teams comes through. Greenway goes for tripping with a minute 17 left, and you kill that off in the 4-on-3 scenario, especially in that piece of the overtime. It was 5-on-4 at the end of regulation and then the 4-on-3 into the OT. So that was some good work there, but they give up the 3-on-1. No shots in the overtime for Buffalo. They really didn't have any sort of offensive attack at all. They were killing the penalty, and they fall 4-3 in OT. Here's Alex Tuck up first, live in Boston with Paul Hamilton.
Thanks, Brian. Alex, you guys were winning in shots. You were winning in hits. You were winning in block shots. You were winning in everything but the scoreboard. Were you almost shocked that you were down 3-1 at that point?
Yeah, a couple of costly mistakes I thought led to, and a couple of bad bounces too, just led to us being down. And I mean, I thought we came out, we started really hot. You got guys like Pasternak and Geeky and those guys, you give them opportunities. They're going to be probably opportunistic at times, and they were tonight. But I was really happy with the way our team plays throughout the whole 60 minutes, honestly. We were going in the battles hard, and like you said, we were physical. I thought we were getting to the net. I thought their goalie played a really good game. Yeah, came away with 1 point. Wish we wouldn't have been two.
What was the mindset in the third, going to that third period? Down two goals, where you probably don't deserve to be down two goals, but you guys, you know, were able to keep pushing.
Yeah, just push, just push, push, push. We knew that once we were able to get in the zone, we could get some opportunities. So I think that's something that they focused on, is trying to prevent easy entries. And we were just trying to make it, give ourselves as much possession in the O zone as possible. And I thought we did a good job of that, even throughout the whole third period. And then just playing quick.
You battle for the tying goal. I mean, what was it like to have to wait through a challenge to make sure it counted?
Oh, yeah, that's never fun. I had a good feeling about that one. Very surprised they challenged it with the fact that they then go down on the kill, and then who knows what could happen from there. And I wish we were able to capitalize on it, but we weren't. But, yeah, no, that's a little bit stressful at times. But I thought they made the right call.
I know Lindy told us earlier that you guys really were concentrating on scoring and getting in chances. You certainly had a lot of grade A chances that you created in this game, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it. Yeah, there was a lot, and I thought it was just kudos to Doner for breaking through and getting that second goal there to give us a chance to tie it up. It was, yeah, just great hard nosed play to get to the net. And We thought that if we can continue to get to the net, one of those is going to go in.
What's the frustration level, three straight overtime losses where, you know, they've kind of been in different ways, but you're leaving points on the table here?
OT in the NHL is a 50-50 coin flip at this point, with how much skill there is throughout every team. And it's just who's able to create more chances and who's able to, I guess, give up less. And we've been giving up a couple too many odd man rushes and breakaways in overtime, and that's something that we're going to have to shore up here.
At the end of the second, what started all those arguments? Do you know?
I think it was a little bit of a like a accidental collision or something like that, and then they were unhappy, and our team's not going to back down. We've shown it all year. We're going to be in it together, and we were. There was no fear. There was no backing off. There was no sitting back. We continue to play right in their face, and we weren't afraid.
Speaking of no fear, Peyton Krebs, I mean, they wanted to fight him. He was right there. And what does that do for the bench to see him do what he did there?
Oh, it's great. It's great. He got a couple good shots in. I thought I'd give him the dub for sure. Yeah, it was he does an unbelievable job. He's so positive. He comes in and works really hard. And, you know, he doesn't always show up on the score sheet, but, man, he works, and we can see it. And he grinds, and he does the right things. And for him to play good defense and then have to stand up for himself, I thought that was huge and gave us a lot of energy. And, yeah, he's not afraid, that's for sure.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Tuck on the post game. We have Josh Doan here, so we will stay right here. Well, Josh, I think I always say this to you when you score a goal, it's nothing fancy. I mean, the whole play was nothing fancy. Get a puck to the net, get yourself to the net, and score a goal. I mean, that's the way goals are scored in the NHL, I think.
Yeah, I think, like we've talked about a lot, the way the league's going, there's not a lot of east-to-west hockey anymore because of the way teams play. And when they get into their defensive trap kind of there, it's hard to break through. So our focus point was to get pucks to the net. And that's an area where if we're doing that, I got to get myself there. And I got a good bounce and put one in tonight.
You outshot them by a lot. You outhit them by a lot. You outblocked shot them by a lot. Were you surprised you were behind by two goals?
I think that's part of the game, right? There's going to be nights where it doesn't really go your way. And I think we played a heck of a game tonight. And there's opportunities throughout the game where we had. And I think you saw us come out with a better start and kind of see what happens when we start a little bit better. We control the game. So, hey, it's one of those things where they got some fortunate bounces that went their way early, and we dropped a lead early to them, and that's somewhere you're battling back late throughout the game. It's you're going to outproduce them and outchance them, and I think that's something we got to take forward is doing that more when the games are even.
It would have been easy to sag after the late goal in the second period. What does it say about the way you guys kept in the battle in the third and got a point out of that?
Yeah, I think it shows. We talked about in the past defending leads, but we got to be comfortable coming back as well and trusting in our group that we can come back, and that's something as a group we got to build off that and take some confidence that up a goal or down a goal, we're in the game and we have a chance to win every night. So that's a positive from the game tonight. But I think once again, it's still finding ways to win in overtime and late in games is something we got to work on.
How surprised were you with the challenge?
Yeah, I think I was. Obviously, it's one of those things we don't want to drop to a 3-1 deficit late in the second. But at the same time, I mean, I was happy with our team's response and we played really well to get back into that game. I think. We had a good plan to break through what they were going to try to do against us, and it worked. We got two goals and a power play late in the game to try to ice them, and we couldn't get it done. But it's one of those games where we were there at the end, and as much as it sucks to say, we got another point. But points are big in this league, and especially in our division.
Were you nervous waiting on that challenge? Just because you and Yokihara, you looked like you were battling, and it just looked like two players battling. But still, you don't know what they're going to call. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I think it's so black and white. Obviously, we saw one in the preseason where the goalie on our side got ran over completely, but it was pushed into the net. So we weren't kind of sure what was going to happen with coincidental battling in front where their guy touches the goalie and we don't make contact at all. So it's one of those things where at the end of the day, it's 50-50 in this league with some of that because there's a little bit of gray area and the rules are kind of everywhere. But I think tonight was one that we're happy with. And like you guys said, I didn't make contact with him, so it's hard to argue whether or not I can get a goal interference for it. But we were happy about it, and it got us a point.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Doan on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Paul Hamilton there with Josh Doan. Before that, Alex Tuck. They had the two goals in the third period that took that Boston 3-1 lead, cut it to 3-2, and then tied it to 3-3. Eventually, Boston wins it in overtime. After each team had opportunities on the power play with the game tied at 3, Buffalo had it immediately as, we know Boston challenged that goal that Tuck scored to tie it. So Buffalo had a full two-minute power play there, and then Greenway goes for tripping late. The Bruins have a 5-on-4 at the end of regulation and then into a 4-on-3 to start the overtime, and the Sabres penalty kill able to get it done. Before they score 2:07 into the overtime to win it. Next up for the Sabres will be the Capitals on Saturday. 7 o'clock, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Lindy Ruff is going to be going with us first, though. We're going to go and hear from Rasmus Dahlin with Paul.
Rasmus, you only got 1 point out of it, but you had to come back to get that 1 point. So are you proud of the way the guys came back? Because you were dominating the game, but yet you were down by two goals.
Yeah, weird one. I think we were the better team. They scored a few goals, but hell of a comeback. And then we have a chance to get 2 points, and then that just can't happen when we work so hard to come back in games. And really good game by the team, I think, coming back. Just tough ending.
What was the mistake, do you think? I know Owen blew a tire trying to get into the zone. Well, what did you think the problem was there?
It was me. That blew a tire.
Oh, I thought that was Zone. No, I'm sorry.
It was me. The puck was bouncing all game and bouncing, and then I don't know what happened. I should have just, knowing that ice is what it is, and make a smarter play, but can't take it back. I wish I could.
Talk about the power play goal, if you would. You got a good screen set up in front.
Yeah, great one. I think we had a couple chances. We're really good and effective when we get the puck to the net and being aggressive. And that's what we did, that power play. We just got to keep building and keep working on it.
You had the late goal at the end of the second period. It'd be pretty easy to sag down 3-1. What did it say about the way you guys, took charge in the third and, got that game even, got a point out of it?
Yeah, right now it sucks that we lost the game, but you look at it, really good team effort. We had the feeling coming into the third that we will come back, and we did, which was really, really good. We could have had a few more, I feel like, so keep building. I mean, we got 1 point. Obviously, you shouldn't be happy when you lose, but we bring it on to the next one.
You were still behind.
how difficult is it though? You've had three straight overtimes and you've lost them kind of in different ways and you've left points on the table.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to be smarter. We have to really dig in and see how we can play better 3-on-3. But I think it starts with not getting to overtime. We got to find a way to not let in as many goals and score more.
When Krebs took that fight, you guys were behind. Did that fire up the bench when he did that?
For sure. Unbelievable tilt by him, and he's an unbelievable team player. That made us better, for sure.
Thank you, Rasmus. Thank you. Rasmus Dahlin on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Yeah, Dahlin there saying they need to be better 3-on-3 in the OT. I agree, but also finding a way to get it done in regulation. Yeah, tonight's obviously the reversal of the other two OT losses consecutively that they had coming in against Columbus and Toronto. They had leads, gave them up. Here tonight, down two in the third, come back and get it done. But the culmination of losing all three in overtime probably makes it feel worse than maybe this night individually is. Buffalo drops to 4-4-3. You wanted them to pick up loser points? Well, they're getting it. Ideally, again, you're in overtime. You'd like them to be able to get some more wins here. Lindy Ruff is coming up next, so stay with us here as we're live in Boston with Paul Hamilton at TD Garden. While we wait for Lindy here, let's get our final stats, and they're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 40-22 in favor of the Sabres. It was 11-5 in the third. Buffalo in the overtime, though, 3-0 Bruins in the shot totals. Both teams scored once on the power play. Buffalo 1-5, Boston 1-4. Jonas Korpisalo gets the win, 37 saves, and Alex Lyon the loss. He gave up 4 on 22 shots, made 18 saves. Your Blue Star Home Services 3 stars now. Your heating and cooling experts ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Korpisalo in net with the win, star number 3. Pasternak with a goal, star and an assist, star number 2. And Kuznetsov with the game winner. He is star number 1. The attendance at TD Garden, 17,850. The Sabres' next game will be home. Saturday night, KeyBank Center, as we'll get into November, and that will be a 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us then right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Well, again, we are going to have Lindy Ruff here any moment. We'll read some tweets from fans. You can always send those in on Twitter at BrianWGR as we'll get connected with our fans a little bit later on in postgame here, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. And I know, you know, what's going to happen with the goalie next. We'll talk about that more later. Here's Lindy Ruff, live with Paul.
That late goal in the second, and you battled enough to get a point out of that game.
Just to stay with it, because I thought we did so many good things. Missed way too many good opportunities. You know, we were making their goalie into the first start of the game for the first two periods. And tough goal at the end of the second, but just said the way we're playing, if we just stay with it, we're going to get our opportunities, and the opportunities we get, we're going to have to finish on. And I thought we got around the net, real good face-off goal, but both goals were around the paint.
It wasn't just out shooting him, you were out hitting him by a lot. You were out blocking shots by a lot. It just seemed like you were doing everything but outscoring them.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I mean, when you look at the play in the second period where Darlene's got the empty net and misses the empty net, you know, that's the type of night where at the end of the night you don't want that to end up being the difference maker. I thought we got a heck of a kill at the end of the game, a penalty that we can't take, but a couple huge blocks by Sammy and, you know, just a real good kill that got us a point in the game. We just got to stop giving away points in overtime.
Darlene said, he goes, he's got to know better. He has to know the ice is where the way it is, and he blew the tire there. He just basically said, I got to know better than to try that.
Yeah, no, that's a play that, you know, as he cut in and there was nothing, you just take it back out to center ice, you regroup, and you come back at him. I think he's pretty well nailed what the thoughts were on the play.
It's 3 in a row in overtime, and is the frustrating part. They're all kind of a little different. I mean, different things have gone on here.
Yeah. You know, I think you look at this game here, you want to compare this game to the last game we played in here.
No comparison.
I thought we skated, we hunted, like you said, we We outshot them 2-1. Probably outchanced them 3-1. Just we didn't finish. Some of those really good opportunities right in front of the net that we had, they got to go in the back of the net if you're going to win a game like that.
So just to be simple, I mean, the Doan goal, get a puck and a man to the net, and you score. I mean, it wasn't a fancy goal, but it's the type of goal that you scored, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think we managed the puck well to get, obviously, to get the opportunity for that play. I thought our entries of the blue line, whether we were dumping in hard rims, getting them back, whether we were taking wide ice, we made a lot of good decisions.
You knew that Doan and Jokihari were just fighting each other for position, but you don't know what's going to get called there. Were you just kind of on pins and needles waiting to hear?
I mean, when I looked at it, I mean, it's the reason you challenge. You don't really know. I thought it was a battle between two players. He didn't go in there intentionally. They were kind of pushing each other. And then when the longer it took, I thought there's a good chance we win this one.
Thanks. Excellent. Lindy Ruff on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. There's the Sabres head coach live in Boston.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Following the 4-3 Bruins OT win, the Sabres are now 4-4-3 on the season. And we'll get Paul Hamilton's take here coming up in just one moment. As we said, the Sabres now with 4-4-3 record, 11 points. The Bruins have passed them in the standings. They now have 12. And the Sabres are 5 points behind first place Montreal and in a three-way tie for last with Florida and Toronto. Back to TD Garden, and here's Paul Hamilton. Paul, this game, if you just look at individually and not the previous two OT losses, you'd say, hey, you're down two with 13 minutes to go in the third, and you got a point, you'd probably take it. To me, maybe it feels a little bit worse because you've piled on two other OT losses right in front of it. So how are you thinking right now as of this moment about this one?
Well, first thing I want to do is apologize to Owen Power. That's what I get for trying to tweet in an elevator and not seeing a replay. It was actually Rasmus Dahlin that blew the tire, as he corrected me. It was not Owen Power, so I apologize to Owen Power. He takes enough grief without me giving him grief for something he didn't even do. But Rasmus Dahlin is exactly right there. I mean, the ice is not good there. He's obviously trying to do too much. It was basically one on three. And, you know, looking back, he's got to say to himself, I got to pull back. Now, he had done a lot trying to get into the zone. He was jumping in with the play offensively, doing some good things. He missed some wide open opportunities. Finally did score his first goal of the year. But, he put one over the net that he should have scored on. And right after that, he missed the open net. But he stuck with it and got himself a goal. So this is a game they never should have been behind in. I mean, we can go back and look at all three Bruin goals, well, actually all four, but I was going to say all three in regulation and say, you know, what are you doing? You know, the turnovers, accounted for the first two. Your goaltender, again, I hate to say this, but that overtime goal, I need a save there. I know it isn't an easy save. I know the guy's coming down the slot. But good teams get a big save there. They really do. And this was not Lions night. It just wasn't. I mean, the puck that was laying there, well, you know, we talked about it. Timmons has to knock this guy down, which he did do after he scored. But you got to get there. You're there. You're covering the guy. Well, you're kind of covering the guy. You got to knock him down first. And, yeah, Lion would say, well, that got under me. It shouldn't get under me, and lay there for the Bruin to tap it into the net. But still, your defenseman has to have your backside. And McLeod, we already documented it. He gives the puck away. Well, it's Pasternak you gave the puck away to, 2-on-1. He's going to do magical things. I mean, and then Geeky on the power play, for the most part, the penalty kill went very well this night, especially the one that got into overtime. The Bruins really didn't get too many opportunities, and they did get good saves from Lyon when they did get a few opportunities. But, Geeky was, again, he's a guy who's on a 55-goal pace coming into the game. You can't let him come downtown with nobody on him. And he just put the puck right between where the top crossbar and the post are connected, and it's in the net. Nothing Lyon can do on that one. But why did that happen? Because Zucker, with a horrible play at the blue line, you know, tries to go cross ice. Bruins pick it off. They go in. Dahlin winds up taking a tripping penalty when he shouldn't even been defending. You know, on those turnovers, that's the thing. All of a sudden, you're defending. You're not ready to defend. And he winds up taking a tripping penalty, and that's the penalty that Geeky scores on. So, you know, you can trace back the goals, but the Sabres could have had 7, 8, 9 goals in this game so easily. And Korpisalo, you know, deserved the first. I assume he got the first star. Maybe I shouldn't assume, but he played.
He got the third, surprisingly.
You know, he got ripped off. I don't. This give the first star to the guy who scores the overtime goal. I hate.
He's got the game winner. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I Korpisalo, they don't win that game without him. The Sabres, if they get an average game out of him, the Sabres have 6, 7 goals in this game. So he absolutely is the star of this game.
Paul, let's go to the game tying goal for the Sabres. Tuck at 14:25. Doan is in front, no surprise, causing havoc. He and Joki Haru are kind of battling, and there's contact with Joki Haru with Korpisalo. Boston challenges there. If you want to talk about how the goal came about and then your reaction that Boston challenged.
I kind of see why they did, to see if maybe they can get a call there, because the play was not going their way. The Sabres were all over them. It was almost inevitable that the Sabres were going to tie or win that game. So the Bruins have to maybe do whatever they can to get that goal taken off the board. I said it on Twitter right away. To me, it just looked like two players in a battle. It was just a hockey battle. I mean, Doan didn't throw Joki Haru into the goaltender. He basically is stronger than Joki Haru and kind of ran him over. And Joki Haru wound up hitting his own goaltender. So you wonder, as it's going on, I'm saying to myself, that's not goaltender interference, but you know how this goes. How many times have we sat there and said this isn't goaltender interference, or this is, and, you know, it goes the other way. But I think it went the correct way, and that's just two players battling for position. And Doan never actually got in the crease. I mean, his foot never got in. Nothing ever got in. Joki Haru did. And Korpisalo got set again after Joki Haru ran into him anyway. So I kind of see why the Bruins did it, because it's almost like we better challenge this, because this might be our last chance to take a goal off the board.
I agree. All right, and then, of course, yeah, that game winner, Paul, the 3-on-1. it kind of reminds me, it's not the exact same scenario because it wasn't a 3-on-1, but the shot was kind of similar to what Tavares did against Lukanen the other night. Kind of the same distance, the same type of shot. Yeah. Kind of a clean look at the goalie that if the goalie isn't screened or it isn't an amazing pass, like you said, you think, you know, this is less of a Tavares player that's shooting here. I would like to have a save there at the end.
Yeah, it's just, think about it. The Florida Panthers, that's the type of save they get when the game's on the line, when they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, when they're in the Stanley Cup finals, and things are coming at them fast and furious. They get that save. That's all I'm saying. It's not easy. It isn't easy, especially against John Tavares. But, I mean, you just need, as the Sabres just need to get that save if they're going to get anywhere and get themselves into playoff position.
Okay, Paul, thank you so much. The Sabres do get a point, so they're not burying themselves, but they're also not jumping ahead here. So they're just kind of, I guess, is treading water right now an appropriate expression, maybe?
One. This is one where it wasn't looking like they're going to get any points. This is the game from earlier in the year. Now, it's different from the fact that the Sabres dominated. Earlier in the year, they weren't dominating the game, but they weren't, you know, the Montreal game might be a better example. That was an even Steven game, and you got to get out of there with a point, you know, and they didn't. And they wound up losing it in regulation, and they didn't get a point out. That's the game I'm talking about. Or even those games where you're not playing well, but it's only a one-goal game down the stretch. You know, the Rangers was basically a 1-0 game for most of it. Colorado didn't score till late. That's a one-goal game for a lot of it. The game here, it's 2-1. You're being totally dominated, yet you're only down 2-1. And then the empty netter with 3 seconds left. And you wind up with no points out of any of them. And now they're at least starting to get that loser point. They should have won the last two. You could say they should have won this one too, but it just came in different ways. I mean, right now we should be probably talking about 3 wins here. This one would be an overtime one. The other two should have been 2 regulation wins where you give 2 teams in the conference nothing and you get 2 points, and then you wind up getting 1 point and giving the team in the conference 2 points. So that's a big swing. This one, because of what happened and you got goalied, you were lucky you got 1 point out of it. There was an opportunity to get 2, but come to think of it, they didn't have a scoring chance in overtime, did they, the Sabres? Because they were killing
penalties
to start with.
Yeah.
I don't even think they had a chance, though. I think Dahlin coming down might have been the first time they were in the zone. So they were just kind of getting out of that penalty kill mode, getting the 4-on-3 to a 3-on-3. They won the faceoff. They had 2 defensemen out there to defend, and then they had to get Timmins and Samuelson off the ice because they had control of the puck. You know, Thompson was there. So it was just kind of like they were just starting to kind of get themselves into overtime, and then Rasmus Dahlin pressed the issue, and that was a mistake.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a safe trip back. I'll see you Saturday at the arena for the Capitals.
Sounds good. See you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here at TD Garden in Boston, where the Sabres dropped their third in a row in overtime by the same score, three in a row, 4-3. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. When we come back, highlights, scores from around the league. We'll update you on the standings, see where Buffalo is after they get that point. We'll read some tweets. Send them in at BrianWGR. 4-3, Bruins beat the Sabres in OT. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
And another crazy bounce off the stanchion right to Corpusello. Turns it over to pad save on Thompson. Keeps this game at 2-0.
Yorpis Corpusello with a save there. Dan Dunleavy on the call. Your save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. By the way, Jonas Corpusello. Not Yornis.
I wanted to give you another chance on that, so I'm glad you took it.
I'm like, did I say Yornis, TJ? I think I said Yornis.
Listen, I'll go back and flip it, and we'll see what happened, but I'm pretty sure
beautiful.
You
yes.
can say
Yornis. Save it, record it, and replay it. That's definitely what we want. That's right.
Okay. I'll drop it in when I think it's needed.
That's right. Corpusello, third star, as Paul said, probably worthy of first star honors tonight. The amount of shots he faced, 40 overall. But none in the overtime. Sabres spent the OT killing off the 4-on-3, and then eventually they let up a goal, even strength, 207 in. Let's read some tweets here. Time to get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Send them in at BrianWGR as we read a few here. I know a lot of people still annoyed about losing here in overtime. I want to read a couple here. First about Trevor says, the pity point, I like the way he said this here. Pity point collectors make the playoffs. Just keep getting points, but maybe mix in a winner or two. At least they didn't roll over tonight down 3-1. I like that. Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it. Let's see. Nuke says, hope Sabre fans enjoy Doan. He won't be here long. Guys like this don't put up with losing for long. Another comment here on Doan from Gugu Lux says he loved Paul Hamilton's description for Doan. Quote, nothing fancy. This is how you score goals. Yes. Cargo Short Life says, commenting on Dahlin saying that overtime is 50-50. Or wait, did Tuck say that? Hold on. Tuck said that it's 50-50. He says, if it's 50-50, that's literally three losses in a row. So he's wrong. Well, I guess you're... That's true. If it was 50-50,
that's definitely how odds work and results for sure.
That's right. The odds can still be 50-50. TJ, if you and I flip a coin right now, it can land on tails or heads three times in a row. It doesn't change the odds. It's still 50-50.
That's right.
That's your math lesson for tonight, folks. If you flip a fair coin, I have to say fair. If you flip a fair coin and it lands on tails or heads, your choice, three times in a row, it doesn't change the odds. It's still 50-50. Now, Tuck is going under the assumption that overtime is 50-50. with how Buffalo has played overtime this year, I might not say.
Is that general or is that like Saber specific? Because I don't know if I like that man for him.
Yeah, I might not say it's a fair coin, TJ. I might say, you know what? With what I've seen from Buffalo in the overtime, I don't know if it's 50-50. I'd probably put it at like 40-60. Also, it's not a 50-50 proposition when Boston has the first minute of it with a power play. So
yeah,
you got to throw that in there too. Yes. Twisted Zeke says, Brian, what's up with Dahlin this year? I mean, yes, clearly he's not playing well. He finally gets his first goal. He should be contributing much more offensively. The power play isn't looked great when he's been quarterbacking it. He obviously today took blame for the decision in the overtime. Lindy Ruff said, look, you got to read that play better, bring it back out to center ice to start over. I agree. It's not going well. With that being said, I also don't want to be just screaming and yelling hot take talk show host guy. He also is dealing with something very, very traumatic in his personal life with his girlfriend back in Sweden. I think fiance now. I'm sorry if I misspoke there. If you didn't read that story, search it. Like it's a heartbreaking story to read about it, but I'm sure his head is not always 100% on hockey. I know, TJ, we're going to get people on Twitter that should say he should always be thinking about hockey 24/7.
Look, I get it. He's a pro, yes. But these guys are humans too, and they go through the same emotions as we all do, and they deal with them in their own way, just like we do. And I definitely want to hold some space for that and respect that for sure. There has to be a better way though to talk about his play while also thinking about that.
I agree. I think it's okay. It's okay. And that's, you know, you sit here and say like, how hard should I criticize Dahlin's hockey game? Well, I think we can do that with also reminding people that, hey, off the ice, he's dealing with this. And it doesn't mean they have to be connected at all times, but it also could be connected at times. So just being mindful of that, I think, is something that we should all be aware of. It doesn't mean that he made that decision in overtime because his mind wasn't focused, because of his off-the-ice thing that's happening. It could just be a culmination of all these sort of things. You know, you're stressed out. Who here, both of us included, sometimes does work feel more stressful when something at home isn't going well? Of course, it happens to everybody. So, like, let's just be mindful of that. With that being said, if I'm going to, as the host here, break down what I thought of his overtime play, he got greedy. He probably frustrated that he hasn't been contributing enough, wants to make a play, and got a little, you know, caught and then trips and falls because he says the ice is bad, and well, there you go. With that being said, and I know people are going to also say, oh, Brian, you're making excuses for him. He's a pro. He gets, here, TJ, this is the line, right? He gets paid to, what is it, not be human? Is that? I know I'm not quoting exactly, but I think that's what some fans think, right?
Glass half full, like, way of looking at it, yes.
Right? I think some fans be like, hey, if you make, you know, minimum wage, it's okay to be distracted by your life, but if you make millions of dollars, then you shouldn't be distracted by life, right? Like,
definitely a level of that in play here, right. I think that, I don't know. Hard to really take that stance knowing what's happening to him.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I mean, he needs to play better. He said it. I'm sure he's annoyed. I'm sure he might also be thinking like, look, this is affecting me. It'd be great if I can get my mind into a better place. Like, it's tough. It's hard enough being a professional athlete when everything's going well. You know, there's all these other pressures and things that are happening. So I wish him well in what's happening with his fiance. And I know that her health is obviously very important. So I hope that goes well, and Rasmus can also feel good about his hockey game too at the same time. You know,
and I hope she can come over soon, because I think she's still, as from from what we last heard, I think she was remaining in Sweden.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I heard last too. Yep. All right, let's get connected with our fans. TJ, before we go to the scoreboard here, because I know you and I wanted to talk about this, we were before the game discussing about when do we see the non-Alex Lyon game. Now, tonight he didn't play well, so the non-Alex Lyon game could be coming. And maybe it's the next game against Washington.
I was thinking as the game was going on, and Alex Lyon, you know, not his best game as a Saber, that's for sure. And you wonder if Ruff wants to switch off. But now I'm extremely curious about who's going to go Saturday, because it could be Lyon again. If it's not Lyon, I'm very curious about where they go.
Do they go Ellis? Do they go Luukkonen?
Because
I'm sure fans would want to see
whoever
Ellis.
Goes that night will be very telling about how Lindy Ruff views the goaltending situation.
Yes.
I don't know.
I agree.
Because I think if Ellis gets the start, I don't think that's a great sign for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I don't think he's been in favor with Lindy since last March when James Reimer took the bulk of the starts at the end of the season. And even in a lame duck game where there was nothing mattered, it still went to James Reimer. So I don't know if something's up there. And, you know, it seems that the only reason that he played last Saturday was because of an injury to Ellis. And I know we were talking before as well, as is Ellis sitting here thinking that was his chance. And I think because of the game that Luukkonen gave you last Saturday, I don't think that's off the table anymore. I think Ellis will still get another shot.
I agree. And maybe it'll be Saturday against Washington. It's a home game on a Saturday. Like, it's not a hostile spot that you're setting him up for. If you want to still, like, you know, quote, build his confidence kind of thing. I think Saturday could be a nice spot for him to go.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you want to go back with Lyon, it would be understandable. You're saying, look, he had one bad night. He's been our guy here so far. You know, let's see if he can get himself. We want to get him right too, you know, right back out there kind of thing. I would understand that too. If you're thinking about where's the next back to back where Lindy would be, I guess I'll use the word, not forced, but all right, I'll use it, forced into playing somebody else. It's not until November 12th and 13th. The next week, again, is a really easy week in terms of what a NHL schedule would look like. You're home Saturday for Washington, then 2 days off before you're home for Utah, then a day off, and then home for St. Louis. So there's no, you know, taxiing, there's body travel, time zone change, anything like that. And you go to Carolina for a road Saturday, and then you have 3 more days off. Then you go west, Utah, Colorado, back-to-back. Right there, obviously, I think it's fair to say and easy to say that the same goalie that plays in the first game is not going to play in the second game. So, for sure, I think you can say you're going to see a non-Alex Lyon start in one of those. But does it come earlier? And does tonight's poor performance from Lyon maybe push it up that we see it earlier, as early as maybe Saturday? We'll see. They wanted to give Ellis the start in Toronto. He didn't feel right when he woke up. They put Luukkonen in. Luukkonen didn't play that great, especially on the game-tying and game-winning goals. So if I was going to make a prediction right now, this is tough. I mean, all three of these guys, I guess I could argue for. I'll predict Ellis for Saturday night right now.
Okay.
Got a pick on this, TJ?
Something different, I'm going to say Lyon gets one more shot to get things right.
Okay. And I'd be fine with that, too. I think he's deserved it for the bulk of games that he's put together here so far. But we'll find out, obviously, Saturday. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock against Washington as the Sabres close out October 4-4-3. 11 points in 11 games. We'll tell you how that's in the standings here as we get to the scoreboard, as our scores from around the league, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, scores from the rest of the night. Let's go to the games that are underway right now. They're in overtime in St. Louis, 3-3. Canucks and Blues, 3:30 to go there. Late second period in Edmonton, the Oilers have a 3-1 lead on the Rangers. Darnell Nurse has a pair of goals for the Oilers in that game. Sharks up early 3-0 on the Devils late first period there. No score early in LA between the Kings and the Red Wings. All these other games are finals. Ottawa comes back to defeat Calgary in a shootout 4-3. Tampa over Dallas in overtime 2-1. Philadelphia beats Nashville 4-1. The Hurricanes all over the Islanders 6-2. The Penguins beat the Wild 4-1. And the Jets double up the Blackhawks 6-3. Not good on the out-of-town scoreboard. Every game that is East versus West that has gone final, the Eastern team has won. Ottawa over Calgary, Tampa over Dallas, Philly over Nashville, Pittsburgh over Minnesota. So, you know, for whatever the out-of-town scoreboard is worth, it did not go good for the Sabres tonight. Quickly to the Thursday night football game. It's a rout down in Miami. Dolphins fans are wearing brown bags, TJ, as their Halloween costume. That seems to work well.
Big fan. I know Owen Parker of our morning show for his bets gets a lot of paper bag time, so I think they're just doing the Owen.
Yeah, doing the Owen. I like that. Yes. Lamar Jackson's return. He's got four touchdown passes. Two of them to Mark Andrews, one to Bateman, one to Kohler, the other tight end, the third tight end. And early fourth quarter down in Miami, 28-6. The Ravens leading the Dolphins, who have yet to score a touchdown. Okay, to the standings now for the Sabres. A 4-4-3, 11 points in 11 games. They're tied with Florida and Toronto. They all have 11 through 11. Boston and Tampa have 12. Ottawa with 13. Detroit with 14. Montreal atop of the Atlantic, 8-3 with 16. In terms of the wild card position right now, Washington would have the wild card with 12, so the Sabres are one back of a playoff spot, but are only two out of last, so it can flip very quickly, as we all know. There's your scoreboard. Final again from Boston. Bruins win it 4-3 in OT. Up next, the Capitals Saturday at 7, pregame at 6. Hoping you're with us then here on the Sabres Radio Network. And with that, we're going to wrap up the postgame show for tonight. Want to wish everybody a happy, safe Halloween tomorrow. It's not going to be great weather for the kiddos out there. I have a nice array of candy this year to hand out in my neighborhood. I'm very excited for that. And there's, for the first time in a while, there's no Saber game on Halloween, so I can actually like see the kids coming to the door. I'm excited to see that. Hopefully,
yeah, there
it's
you
nice
go. You don't have to just hang, you know, wherever it is that you hang during the game, and you know, yeah,
that's
you can,
right.
You can. Just treat it like a normal Halloween for once.
That's right. Oh, we have a late Weiner line call in here. Brian, watching the Sabres are scary every night. There we go.
Thank you.
That's right. Ball on the tee. Yes. Thanks to our crew. You just heard from him. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check it out. His game story, WGR550.com. Tom Maddy, our wonderful engineer. Paul Hamilton, our wonderful reporter. Show up with the Bulldog on the pregame. Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from TD Garden. Bruins 4, Sabres 3, the final in overtime. We will talk to you Saturday night. Sabres in at home against Washington right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.